Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Following up on John's question earlier, is it safe to say the commander's name is around just to stay? Is that safe to say from your standpoint?
Yes. And we're actually, I think it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff. And so, we're going with that.
For the first time since he took over ownership of Washington football, Josh Harris today, very definitive with an answer on this team's name and the future of the name Commanders. No bones about it, Danny. Sorry about your luck, buddy. Get used to it. The name is here to stay.
Fatality. The C word wins. Done. That's it. Stick a fork in it, man. I mean, you know, I don't like it, but it's kind of the end. I can't hold my breath till I turn blue or anything else. There's sort of no point to the struggle. So no more being tagged on some petition, hopefully, or whatever. The owner himself, the guy that's making the decision, who you're trying to appeal to, just said, this is what we're doing.
I want to look back at this press conference in 2 or 3 years and feel like Josh Harris at that time meant for now, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think this is a forever thing. I think this is their name is going to be Commanders in perpetuity. Even though he didn't use that diction, didn't say that with his terminology, I think that is what he meant. But let's play a longer clip with a little more detail on him saying that the brand now means something, that Commanders is now positive in its connotation with this fan base. This was Harris today meeting with the media.
Josh, over here, John Keim, ESPN. So may as well get this one out of the way first. It's become a topic again, but what plans, if any, do you have about with rebranding, whether it's name, jersey, and how does winning impact how you view that situation?
Yeah, so just to hit the name first, like we're focused on, we're back to saying, you know, what we said all last year, which is focused on winning football games, on getting prepared for next year, on fixing up Ashburn and the stadium. We could talk about that. And then on engaging with the community of Washington. And so right now, and now in this building, the name Commanders means something. It means that, you know, it's about players who, you know, are love football, are great at football, hit hard, mentally tough, great teammates. And so it's really meaningful that name is growing in meaning. And so, but as far as rebranding and bringing our past, you know, which obviously I grew up with, and all the Super Bowl championships and our future together, you're going to see us head back towards, you know, honoring our past and bringing it together with our future.
The honoring of the past, bringing it to the future, he is talking about the uniform changes that are looming, among other things. There's going to be other ways that that materializes, but we told you about this past week. This is something we've talked about on the show off and on, actually, for the last several months. Expect the uniform colors to return to what they were supposed to have been all along. They're not going to look like they do now, Danny, where we're told the colors are the same and they actually aren't. The uniforms we've been told that they've been working on for some time are actually a lot like the jerseys they wore when they last won a Super Bowl with Joe Gibbs.
Music to my
back
ears.
In the end of the 80s, early 90s, right? With the correct burgundy and gold. So I love that they're going to keep throwing it back to the past. They're trying to extend an olive branch to. They're trying to appease that lost generation, that group of fans who said never to the Commanders. And that's a smart idea.
Yep.
But I also think it was smart that Josh Harris finally spoke and did say we're not changing the name. And the reason why, sadly, is what a lot of us said. I hope you enjoyed the run because they won. They sold some merch. People hate it a little less than they did. And now there are some positive memories that go along with the name that didn't exist a year ago.
Yeah, and I think that's at the core of it. And the unwritten part or the unspoken part there, and I don't begrudge it because this is a business after all, is, and that translates into a lot of interest and money for us, right? As we paid $6.05 billion, and not like we just had that in the bank, by the way. There was a lot of capital calls and a lot of scrambling together to get that absurd amount from this ownership group. To put you over the hump to meet this outrageous asking price. So we need at some point to start turning a profit for this thing because we're going to be pouring in money to fix the stupid stadium, which stinks, to make Ashburn, at least as good as most D1 programs that these guys are coming from, to be frank with you, to get that up to snuff. There's been a lot of improvement.
They got a long
there.
Ways to go.
Yeah, and I give them credit. They're putting their money where their mouth is, right? Those aren't sexy dollars to spend to fix a practice field. Right, but they're doing that, and that's exactly what you're supposed to do because it's supposed to be about winning. It's not sexy to have, a guys away from our eyes that you don't see, but the translation of we're going to Cleveland and then we go to Arizona. That's more expensive. That's a pain in the butt. Doesn't matter. It's about winning, and that's the focal point, and that's awesome. That's what they should be doing, and I give them credit for that. And also to echo your point real quick, I'm a grown-up. Although some people disagree because I don't like the name. Whatever, that's fine. I'm an adult. I will kvetch and I'll make my bones about it. I'll be annoyed if you say something or do something that I don't like. But I want to hear it. I need the news, whatever it is. You leave me twisting in the wind, you give me false hope, or you don't, whatever in between that it's kind of been. And that's the only thing I was mildly critical of this Harris ownership group about was the sort of, we're not doing that right now. Are you doing it ever? You just said right now. God, let me know, right? He went out and he said it. I'll be annoyed today. Probably a little irritated tomorrow. I'll be annoyed every once in a while when I think about how stupid the name is and what it reminds me of. But in general, I need the news, good, bad, and different. I will react accordingly. I give them a lot of credit for doing that.
I want to go back to something you said at the beginning of that answer, which was, about this idea that...
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Basically, you know, Harris and this ownership group have to stick with this or are sticking with it because they can now make more money because Commanders is not popular enough to sell merch. Can't you argue that they could ride with Commanders for another year or two, make all the money that comes from people getting used to this name and this merchandise, and then you would benefit even more from a rebrand financially? Again, because now I need my Daniels, my McLaurin. I've got this really good team that is perennially a power, right? And they've got a new name that's better than Commanders, so now I need that gear. Like, you might be able to double dip. So I don't actually think the making money off of the Commanders name part, like, resonates for me as to why they're doing it.
So I respectfully disagree there. I think the value of a brand doesn't diminish once it's got the momentum. And that was said poorly. I guess what I mean is, now that it's acceptable, and his point, there are good thoughts when we come to it. The reason everybody was pining for Redskins wasn't because they stunk in the 1960s. You know what I mean? It wasn't because they struggled with Jack Pardee. It's because they won the Super Bowls, and they were awesome. We now have our first version of that with this current stupid name. So that's now your base. That's your building block. To undertake a rebrand with all the costs and everything that's associated with it, it's not just going to to Dick's Sporting Goods and printing a few shirts. It's a complete overhaul of everything and anything and all materials and all the research, everything that goes with it. And maybe long-term you could climb out of that hole that you're creating for yourself and make more. But if you've got something that's working and you don't have to spend all that money and go through the hassle, that's what you do.
Do you agree with me that if they would have gone 6-11 this year, today's answer would have been different?
Yes.
They would not be sticking with the name.
Yes.
I think this is 100% could be strong. Nothing's ever one thing. I think today and this decision that they've come to over the last football season that Commanders is here to stay, and he essentially said this, is based on the fact that they won. It was a good ride.
Yep.
They got to the NFC Championship game, and I think it also bolted this name down because now – those memories that you have from the Hail Mary, from the win against the Lions, from the win in Tampa Bay against the Bucks, you know, those things have replaced what was any kind of anguish or annoyance or frustration with a bad name with some positive memories.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.